The Gemara says on the bottom of Chavtas Amud Aleph that Mishenichnas Arda Marbim Simcha. Famous halacha, Mishenichnas Arda Marbim Simcha. Rashi says on these words, Mishenichnas Arda Yemei Nisim Hoyu Lisol Purim UPesach. These were Yemei Nisim, Purim and Pesach, and therefore Marbim Simcha. The question is, why does Rashi bring in Pesach over here? Why can't the fact that there's Purim, why is that not enough reason to be Marbim Simcha? What does Pesach have to do with anything? And the Yavetz in his Tshuva, Shlos Yavetz, says an interesting pshat. It's you'll do it as a Shayin L'Achanim. If you have a year in every year like this year, when you have two others, does this din of Marbim Simcha apply to other Rishayin as well, or is it only during other Shani? The Yavetz wants to say that perhaps Rashi is being Meramis to this Shayla and saying that it would not apply to other Rishayin, only to other Shani, because the Ribui Simcha comes from the Smichus of Purim and Pesach together, the fact that Purim and Pesach are close to each other, which you don't have in other Rishayin, and therefore there would not be a din of Marbim Simcha in other Rishon. And that seems to be the shita of most achrayim, that the din of Marbim Simcha would only apply to other Sheni, not other Rishon. But I once saw a beautiful raya from a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, that's mashal not like that. I think this is in the Sefer Sima Bebesa from Ramesh Mordechai Schulzinger. He has a shtickle on this, and he is mitzayin this tshuva's Chassam Sofer in Chesh Mishpat Simon Chaf. He has a whole tshuva over there, and at the end of the tshuva, he ends off, and he says, as a signature, he says, V'echtem bevracha, and he writes the date. It's he's writing this, Ka'ar Baikir Liam Gimel Shenechbal Baikitayv Aleph to Ashchadish Adar Rishayin Shemarbim Basimcha L'Seda V'Shechanti B'Seichem Tafkuf Peites. So he signs his name, he signs the tshuva by saying he's writing this on the first day of Ashchadish Adar Rishayin, the month which is Marbim Basimcha. So it's mashma from the Chassam Sofer, Mirihitas L'Shayna, that he assumed that Chadish Adar Aleph is a month of Marbim Basimcha, that then the Mishnechus Adar would apply there as well, not like the Yavetz is being medayak. That's the Pashas from the way he signs off over, even though elsewhere from things that Chassam Sofer writes, would be mashma a little bit that there would not be then Simcha and Adar Rishayin, but that is what it's mashma from the way he signs off his tshuva over here. If someone wants to see more about this, there's a Gemaldik of Kuntras, Miyadidi, Rebbe Eliyahu Wolf Shlita, called Adaras Shel Eliyahu, that was put out in the year Tafshin Ayin Aleph, which is really all about the Inyanim of Shana Mubaris and Chedesh Adar. And there's a siman over there in Siman Gimel, which is Mayrech about this Inyan of whether there is a Din Simcha and Adar Rishon or not. And I see over there in the footnote, he brings this Chassam Sofer, and he seems to be Manchet that it's not a Raya, perhaps it's a Melitza Ba'alma, because the Pasha says that the Chassam Sofer would hold that it's not a, there's no real chi of Simcha and Adar Rishon, but Al Kopanim, that's a nice raya which is brought for this, a smach ledavar, lofi lechassam sofer, there might be a din of Simcha in Adar Rishon as well.